So like I said, we're starting with sex before marriage. So the truth about it is a lot of people want to test, a lot of people want to try out. A lot of people want to know the size of the penis their man has got. A lot of men want to know if he's still really a virgin, you know, what it feels like to sleep with her. Is she going to be sweet? Will I enjoy sex with her? You know, if I sleep with her, how will I feel? Is her vagina smelling? You know, we have a lot of questions we want to. People, I hear a lot of people say sexual compatibility. Is she going to be okay? You know, we're going to be compatible sexually. What if I marry her and nothing works, you know, and all that. I get it. I understand where you're coming from and I understand where you're going to. But it's just about, let me bring it a Christian way. Like, I am a Christian, so I'm going to talk more on the Christian side. I don't know much about Muslims, so I'm not going to go there. Right? Even though I have some facts about them, but I want to talk from the point at which I know. Now, I will tell you categorically that in the last 3 years that I've been into this business publicly, that I've come public over being a sex coach. Please note that I've been a sex coach for over 10 years, but when I say publicly, I mean doing it professionally, right? You know, I can tell there are a lot of people who have, based on their belief system of, okay, no sex before married, so we'll get married, a lot of people have a lot of issues. Now what happens is, for those who have sex before marriage, I'm going to tell you one thing. See, if you like fuck from today to tomorrow, if you like fuck for 10 years before marriage, right, does not mean you're going to enjoy the same thing you think you're enjoying before marriage. Sex after marriage is totally different. You can have it 100% before marriage and both of you are freaky. Trust me, you can get married 2 months down the line, your sex life is whack. Your sex life becomes dead. I have seen it happen, right? You can decide to say, oh, I'm not going to have sex before marriage. You know, I want to do the right thing. I want to do this. And then you get married and boom, the person you're married to don't even understand what it is. So the problem is a lot of people have sexual fantasies. We know what we want, we know how we want to be touched, but we don't even know our body, right? And so all I'm going to say for sex before marriage is, see, there are a lot of guys who say, let me taste her. You date her because you want to sleep with her, not because, of course, you want to marry her. You knew you're not going to marry her, you just want to sleep with her. Please continue. I am not the one to tell you not to continue, right? The spiritual people will tell you, oh, for every person you sleep with, you're taking the spiritual aspect to it, right? But like I said, being a sex expert, I'm not going to be talking about it from the spiritual aspect. We have the pastors and the religious people here, part of our facilitators, to do all that. But I'm going to be talking about sex from the sex expert point of view. Now, the truth about it is, whether you sleep with someone before marriage or after marriage does not change the fact that people will change, right? So if you're looking for compatibility in sex before marriage, then you're only deceiving yourself. Whatever you get at that point is based on the person's emotions, is based on the person's feelings, is based on who the person is at that point in time. This is the reason why for a lot of people who have sex before marriage, you know, get to change after marriage, and then you're wondering, no, this was not who he used to be before marriage. So before marriage, he used to be very good. We're having sex 3, 4, 5 times. Uncle, open your eyes. Auntie, shine your eyes. A lot of times, some people will tell you, you have wasted your time, you have had sex before marriage. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Now, so it's a 50-50 chance, right? If you have sex before marriage, trust me, you might get married and it's going to be hell for you. Yeah, you might not even enjoy. You'll be wondering what happened to the man you used to have, or what happened to the woman you used to have. And you might have sex before marriage and 3 years after, 5 years after, it's still freaking highly hot, right? It goes back to individual. There is no one size fits all. You might decide not to have sex before marriage and you get married and it's going to be hell for you. I have seen a couple, both virgins, 9 months after, they still can't have sex. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're wondering. The husband keeps having a hard-on and yet he can't penetrate her, right? I have seen people who were having sex before marriage and after marriage, it becomes terrible. So the truth about it is, if you're going to marry someone, marry because you love the person, because the person is your friend. Do not marry because of sex. I have seen virgins who are not even good in bed, who don't know anything, become a pro to the person who taught them sex. I mean to the spouse, right? And I have seen the person who was probably a pro before marriage become something else after marriage.
So the truth is, sex before marriage is not a yardstick for you. Sex before marriage does not determine a good marriage. Sex before marriage does not say, oh, your mind is going to be messed up after marriage. It goes back to you. Who, what do you believe in? Who exactly are you? What is your belief system? I am not here to tell you whether it's good or bad. As a sex part, we do not stand on, oh, this is good. Yes, as a religious person, as a Christian, it is bad, right? But as a sex part, I'm sorry, I can't tell you it's good or bad, whatever you believe. Because even if I say it's bad, those that we still do, some people will still fuck tonight. Some people will still fuck tomorrow, right? And so those that will do, we do. Those that will not do, we don't do, right? So that's where I stand.